This is the Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and COVID vaccinations have made it to the north of the state. I'm joined this morning by Stephen Wade, the Health and Wellbeing Minister. How are you this morning, Minister?
Yeah, good, thanks, Jordan. Good to speak again.
So just Thursday, Port Pirie had their first vaccination administered. It's not the first one for this part of the region, though. What's been happening?
Yeah, this is a big week for COVID vaccination in the north of the state. We had a clinic fly into Coober Pedy on Tuesday, and also on Thursday a clinic opened up at Corn. So we're very determined to make sure that all South Australians, including South Australians in the region, are given the opportunity to be vaccinated this year. So the AstraZeneca vaccine arrived in the state only 10 days ago. Now we're being able to roll it out into the northern parts of the state. It's a really exciting time.
Has the rollout gone has it progressed as fast as expected?
Well, first of all, it does take time to build up the vaccination rates. We want to make sure that it's done safely, and so we're taking our time to get it right. In terms of AstraZeneca, though, we're actually getting deliveries of AstraZeneca earlier than we expected. So we weren't even expecting to have the vaccine in the state by now, and we've already got about half a dozen clinics established. Last Friday was the first AstraZeneca vaccination in the whole of Australia, and it was here in country South Australia at Murray Bridge, and there's right across the state. We're delighted to be reaching out to the northern parts of the state. Obviously, Coober Pedy is relatively remote, and we're also planning to have clinics into the APY lands. So AstraZeneca, which doesn't have the same sort of refrigeration requirements, is much more suitable for long-distance clinics, if you like. Port Pirie, of course, is much closer to Adelaide, but even there, to have AstraZeneca means that they'll be able to establish a series of clinics using Port Pirie as a regional hub for clinics. Basically, by the end of the year, every public hospital in South Australia would have had COVID-19 vaccinations available. We want to make sure it's as accessible as possible. With the Commonwealth engaging the Aboriginal community health controlled organisations and GPs, we believe that the hospital network and the Commonwealth clinics will provide an opportunity that every South Australian will find convenient. We appreciate there are some people who are still a bit reticent about getting vaccinated, but I just assure people that this is a set of vaccines that are proven to be very safe, very effective. More than 230 million people around the world have already been vaccinated. There's negligible adverse events being recorded. What we are seeing is really positive progress in countries where they have strong vaccination programs. Their case rates and their death rates are continuing to come down.
Of course, good progress made in this week. Where do we go to next? Where's next after Pirie, Corn, and Coober Pedy?
Well, we're certainly looking to both establish Pfizer hubs and AstraZeneca clinics. The next focus will be on Eyre Peninsula to roll it out there. People should keep an eye on the information coming from the healthcare provider and information that's provided in the general community, because from late March, beginning of April, GPs will be starting to get vaccines. So particularly people who are over the age of 70 or people who are under the age of 70 who have other medical conditions will be in that wave from late March, early April. I'd urge all South Australians to keep an ear out for when their turn comes, and when their turn does come, to roll up their sleeves and be vaccinated.
So we're still in, section 1A of the rollout, aren't we?
That's right. You'll find that there'll be some people who are getting it who are 1B, particularly in regional areas. So, for example, the Murray Bridge base is doing clinics into the Murraylands region, and some of the people who are technically in 1B will have the vaccination while the clinic's there. So, for example, it might be a CFS volunteer or a police officer So certainly the Commonwealth and the state are doing some Phase 1A and Phase 1B concurrently, particularly when it makes sense in logistical terms. After all, we want all South Australians to be vaccinated by the end of the year. We right across the nation, there is a prioritisation so that we can vaccinate first those who are at most risk of getting COVID or at most risk of having negative impacts if they do get COVID. And so that's the focus of the prioritisation. But everyone will get a chance by the end of the year.
And with Port Pirie being, I guess, the closest regional vaccine hub for this side of Adelaide, does that mean Pirie is also providing vaccines for the York Peninsula as well?
Yeah, the Port Pirie is part of the York and Northern Local Health Network, and York and Northern does cover the mid-north, the Port Pirie area, right down to the foot of York Peninsula. So there'll be hubs or clinics going right through that region. Primarily, they'll be, from the state government point of view, they'll be at public hospitals, but the Commonwealth will be providing vaccines through GPs, and also the Commonwealth takes responsibility for the vaccination of residents of Commonwealth residential aged care facilities. SA Health will be vaccinating the staff and residents at state government-run aged care facilities, and this region certainly has a mixture of both. But in both Commonwealth and the state, the priority is on residents and staff of residential aged care facilities, because going back to those priority issues, the people in residential aged care facilities are particularly vulnerable to COVID if they do contract it.
Mm. Well, yep. You go ahead.
Thanks. No, sorry, John. I was just saying that around the world, the highest levels of death have been people living in residential aged care facilities.
Well, Minister, thank you so much for your time today.
Great. Thanks, Jordan.
That was Minister for Health and Wellbeing, Stephen Wade, on your Classic It's Breakfast.